saw in the second half what Tyrone are about and what they should be about?
Well, we did, and I think we saw it for 25 minutes of the first half as well. I thought we were playing tremendously well against the breeze, and I think we had them at 3-3 maybe after 25 minutes of against a gale force, and then we just seemed to fall away by losing a number of kickouts. We tried long kickouts, and we were getting the break on them, but we weren't picking up the breaks. So it actually resulted in 5 or 6 points in a row against us. It was a hard blow to take before half time, and then we were starting to close the gap again and conceded a bad goal. So that gave us a higher mountain to climb. But I think the players can take great credit. They might have been berated for being sort of listless and not up for the fight last time out. They certainly were up for the fight today, because if they hadn't been, they'd have been blown away there. So I think they deserve great credit for the response they had to last week's defeat. We knew that they were capable of doing that. They're playing that kind of football this year. They're good defensively, and they hit on the break as well. And we knew that because they were playing against the breeze, that we'd have a lot of breaking down to do to get scores against them. I thought we were doing that pretty good at the start of the second half. And if we hadn't conceded the goal, I think we would have won the game. But the goal gave them a serious injection of energy. And at that stage, you would have thought we wouldn't get out of there with anything at all. And I think it's to the players' credit that they came from such a bad place, and even in the second half, and get a draw out of the game. I'd say ultimately it's a point lost for us, yeah. I mean, the point was more important to us than Roscommon. We needed the two. One is a good enough result for them. So, yes, we've lost a point there today that we felt we needed to have home with us.
There was a wee bit of good fortune there at the end, though. A free end to Roscommon looked like being the winner, and it was overturned for some sort of altercation.
Aye, well, they had good fortune too for us losing Matty Donnelly for nothing that we started in the middle of the park before that. So, I mean, they missed a goal by hitting it off the post. Callum McShane had a good chance in the first half. So, I mean, I think it was 6-1 and half a dozen nil. I don't think anybody's any advantage over those kind of fine margin decisions. No, absolutely. It was always going to be a massive game, and always is a massive game between us and Monaghan anyway. But I think it takes on a new significance now that they're chasing points the same as ourselves. Probably, you know, we need them more, obviously. So it's our home venue, and we need to be, you know, trying to make sure that we take points out of home now. We didn't do well against Mayo, so people won't be that afraid of coming to Omagh. It's just the way it is, and it's the beat in the street that it isn't a particularly hard place to come and win. So we need to start somewhere to try and change that script, and therefore, you know, the game against Monaghan takes on a whole new significance that we have a lot of things to prove when we play them.